Hey, girl, what's up with you?
Wait a minute, is this the right number?
It's, the loser line.
Come on, just call me back.
If you haven't heard the loser line before, it works like this. Let's say a guy approaches you while you're out at the bar and uses this charming pickup line on you.
Excuse me, miss. Has anyone ever told you that you have the cutest smile when you sleep?
What?
I've been watching you.
Oh, my gosh.
After he says that, whatever you do, do not call the police. Actually,
maybe
you should call the cops on that one.
Yeah.
But just to be safe, when he's looking to make his one free phone call from jail, give him the number to the loser line.
That is good. Smart.
So hopefully he leaves an awkward voicemail that we can play on the air. Voicemails like this one.
Next message.
Hey, Sierra, I called you a couple times. I didn't mean to, I know you're busy, you're probably busy, but I just wanted to check to make sure, because we had a great night the other night, and I wanted to make sure we were still on for Sunday, and I know we were, like, sort of talking and said 6, but if you want to come back to my place later, my neighbor has, like, a 100-inch TV and a big window. I've watched whole movies through that thing. It is, like, it's the best. It's so awesome. Like, it's, like, I know it's, like, through the window. There's, like, my window, and then there's the next window. So sometimes, depending on, like, the time of night, you can't really see that well. But, like, the screen is, like, really big. I watched, like, all of Philadelphia the other day. I was like, man, that movie is so good. I love Tom Hanks. He's just good in everything he does, man. I don't know how he does it. Let me know.
Next message.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You can't hear anything, but you can see it great.
Yeah.
And I want to make fun, but I would have dated this dude. I mean, I dated guys that lived in their cars.
Do you think he yells over, hey, will you pause it? I have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, right.
Right back.
He's also like, and they have like tons of great beer in the fridge in their garage, too.
Yeah, he just lives off
of it. Next message.
Hey, baby. I'm just giving you a call. Can't wait to see you again. I know I left you a little teased last time I saw you.
Oh.
Want to let you know what my quirks were, and I let you in on a little secret. What I want from you. Q-tip.
What?
That's right. You put that Q-tip in my ear. You're going to drive me crazy, baby. Oh, just rub it around. Oh, girl. All right, call me back. Bye.
Next message.
Oh, my God.
Hey, I can relate. I absolutely love putting Q-tips in my ear. I know you're not supposed to,
what?
But every time it just feels so good every day.
As a thing, though? Is it a thing? I mean, it could become a thing?
It's like bringing food into the bedroom.
Oh,
you know,
right. It's not the same.
You can combine
No,
them.
That is disgusting. Is absolutely gross.
Do they sell Q-tips in different sizes, too? Like,
I haven't looked.
He probably wants that extra large Q-tip.
Yeah, get really
those fluffy ones.
Yeah, really get deep in there.
Yeah.
Before I play this next clip, though, there's a lot of loser line calls we get that don't make a whole lot of sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
You kind of have to read in between the lines about what they're getting at. So let's see if we can figure this one out.
Okay.
Next message.
Hey, I just wanted to call since you gave me your number. I'm not trying to be creepy or anything. I need to be blindfolded. Also, like, I need Enya playing while you do that, because it calms me. It makes it easier. Let me know. Thanks.
Next message.
Was Enya playing in the background?
Enya was in the background. That was Sail Away, my favorite song.
What's he talking about, though?
I don't know, but I think he could be friends with the Q-tip guy.
Yeah. I think he's talking about trying on shoes.
No. Really?
Wants to be blindfolded and listen to Enya. That's the new policy at Foot Locker. That's what I've heard.
Who listens to Enya?
I was like, what lines do you need to read between, Jeffrey? This seems pretty direct to me.
Oh, that's a normal call for you. Okay,
bro. I don't know.
Next message.
Hey. I think if I call you by this name, you'll remember who I am.
Nice.
My little teddy bear. I hope you remember that I called you my little teddy bear because you're kind of hairy, and I like that. I'm looking for a little teddy bear that I can cuddle and maybe throw up in the air and squeal with delight. And so don't do anything to change the way you look before we see each other, okay? And I'm really looking forward to it. So I won't leave my number because you're smarter than that, you little teddy bear. So call me, okay? I know what I know about guys with little hands.
Next message.
Oh, wow.
Is he a tiny little hairy man, or is she just a very large woman who is able to throw a grown man into the sky?
No, I think she got the loser line phone number from an actual teddy bear. Like she was in like
she
a toy
was like
store.
A Build-A-Bear or something.
Yep, yep.
Yeah.
And creeped one of them out. So.
You know, they have those voices, those little voice boxes.
Yeah, she definitely has a weird relationship with all her stuffed animals at home now.
Definitely.
Next message.
Hey, Julie, it's Dylan. Just calling to tell you it was really nice to meet you, and my offer still stands. Love to have you come over and come hang out, watch some Netflix. We could watch Tiger King. I'm a big Tiger King fan.
Nope.
I've watched it 54 times.
Whoa!
It's a lot, but Joe Exotic filler, he's a crack-up. And he's not a half-bad singer either. I'm sorry. I've been drinking. Call me back in an hour or so. I mean, I'll probably sober up.
Next message.
Probably, but probably not.
Yeah, probably
I couldn't
not.
Watch Tiger King. I couldn't get through one time of Tiger King. I had to turn it off after episode 5. I'm like, I can't handle the crazy. There's so much crazy in the world. I don't need more crazy.
And just a spoiler alert, everyone that loves his voice, which I did include it, it's not his real voice.
It's not?
It blew it for me. Yeah, he has music videos and stuff. No, it's a voiceover. Google it.
Well,
man.
When you're as drunk as that caller was, doesn't make a difference who's singing. You're going to enjoy it every time.
Oh, very true.
Guaranteed that guy just cut himself a mullet.
Yeah. Your phone tap's coming up right after this.